Amen, 不 Amen. Amen.
This is a growing family, it's also a solid family.
请问我们今年教会的主题是什么？
So what is the church theme this year?
稳固根基。家庭稳固重不重要？
So is it important for a family to be solid?
怎么好像没有人，有几个人觉得很重要，太好了，太好了。我们最近在星期四的查经，我们刚查完约书亚记。
So we just finished reading the Bible, the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的最后一章有一个最重要的一段宣言。
There was a very important proclamation.
要我们一起来攻读这段经文。
Let's read the scripture together.
好，预备，你可以用任何的语言，预备，请。
Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods
where ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord.
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates or the gods of Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
百姓回答说，我们断不离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因为耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。约书亚对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的，是祭司的神，必不赦免你们过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降福之后必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。百姓回答约书亚说，不然我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚对百姓说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说，我们愿意侍奉，我们做见证。耶和华说，耶稣亚说，你们现在出去，你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华。以色列的百姓回答耶稣亚说，我们必侍奉耶和华，我们的神，听从他的话。当日耶稣亚就与百姓立约，在事件为他们定立例典章。好，读到这里，我们都知道，今年的主题，新年的一个新年度主题是稳固根基。
So we know our yearly theme is solid foundation.
而一切事工的基础就是家庭。
The foundation of our ministry is actually family.
而每个家庭呢，家庭是每一个人成长的地方。
Families are where we grow up.
是人生的驿站，生活的乐园，也是我们所有人的避风港湾。
So it's a harbor, it's a station, the paradise of life, and harbor of refuge for all of us.
那家庭同时也是我们一个重担，那更是一份责任。
Families, in families, when we have responsibilities, we also have burdens.
我相信拥有一个和睦幸福的家庭是人人所向往的。
So having a harmonious family is desirable to everybody.
我也相信一个稳固的家庭是所有基督徒一个努力的共同目标。
A solid family is also a goal all Christians are seeking.
然后我们都希望能够借着成立一个真正基督化的家庭来荣神益人，这是我们共同的期待。
We all wish to have like a Christian family.
然而我们也知道，要建立一个稳固的家庭，全家人可以同心合意侍奉神。我们马上就会想到约书亚一句千古不朽的名言。
So we think about this kind of happy family image, we'll think of this proclamation from Joshua.
就是我们刚刚所读的经文当中有一段，你们知道哪一节吗？
The scripture we just read, which one?
是我们一起来读好不好？预备，
Let's read it together.
请。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我知道有人非常喜欢这个经文，喜欢的人举手。
If you like this verse, raise your hand. I know a lot of you like this.
至于我和我家，
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这一句经典呢，其实已经被广大的使用。
So this verse has been actually quoted everywhere.
有人做成广大的一个很大的一个匾额，很多人就挂在家里。
They even like make it like a plaque.
你们家有没有这个东西？有些有哈，有些有。你们去基督教书房有没有看见？有哈。好，我告诉你，还不止这样子，有些做成迷你的这个小手链。手链啊，
Some make like,
项链
wristbands or necklaces,
经文的这个 经文的那个假书签
that having to have this verse on it, and even bookmark.
那有些还做成 T-shirt.
If they make a T-shirt,
然后印在那个字就印在前面，后面都印着。
So the verse even printed on a T-shirt.
还有手提袋。
And also their bags, handbags,
圣经袋。
Bible bags.
哇，好多！如果有空，你去逛逛基督教书房，你会发现说，哇，连手机的套子都有，手机的那个都有。
So if you've been to a Christian bookstore, you'll see even those cases for cell phones. You'll see this verse there.
那为什么会受到这么大的欢迎呢
？So why is this verse
我相信不是没有原因的。
There must be a reason for that.
我相信从这一段经文当中，有许多的功课是我们可以学习的。
So from this verse, we can learn a lot of lessons.
特别是当我们要建立一个稳固的家庭，有非常重要的提醒。
Build a solid family.
那这一句话。我相信对我们而言至少有三个以下三方面的意义。
So this verse has three meanings for us.
至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So as for me and for my household, we will serve the Lord.
好，第一个意义呢是
Number one,
要领头提出一个勇敢的宣告。
You need to boldly proclaim your faith as a leader.
我们一起来读这段经文好不好
Let's read the verse together.
希望这个讲完之后我们都把它背起来了。
So let's memorize it. For me and my household will serve the Lord.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。好，这句话是约书亚一个很重要的宣告。
So that's a very important proclamation from Joshua.
他不但是带领做领袖，带领全以色列进入迦南美地，他更是带头做领头羊，带领他全家进入那属灵的迦南美地。
So Joshua not only led the Israel into the promised land, but also led his family into the spiritual promised land.
当时呢，我们都知道约书亚接续摩西的使命，带领以色列人过约旦河，然后来承受神所应许给他们的这一块迦南美地。
So we all know that Joshua succeeded Moses and crossed the Jordan River and let the Israelites enter the promised land.
可是过了很久之后，约书亚那时候已经老了，110岁了，准备要离世了。
But after a while, he was almost 110 years old. He was very old, almost dying.
许多地都还没有征服。
A lot of the land are still not actually overcome.
那这是约书亚的一个遗愿。
So that was actually his a will.
他告诉他选择他当时在示剑这个地方。
So he chose Shechem.
把他最后的遗言来宣告给所有的全国的这些的会众。
And made such a proclamation, such a will to his people.
那我要问各位，为什么？他选择示剑这个地方。
So why did he choose Shechem?
整个迦南地这么大的地方，偏偏选择在示剑。
So why did he choose Shechem? There's such Canaan is such a big land.
而且在这里做这个宣告，这么重要的宣告呢
？And even made such an important proclamation.
首先，这个地理位置呢是在整个迦南地的中心点。
Well, Shechem is the natural capital of the hill country of central Canaan.
在它的北边呢有以巴路山。约高940公尺。
To its north, there is this mountain called Ebal that reaches the highest of 940 meters.
在它南边有基利新山，高约880公尺。
On the south, there was this mountain called Gerizim that actually amounts to 880 centers.
两个山谷当中呢，有一个圆形的剧场，可以容纳百万人聚集。
So lies in the center was the valley that actually looks like an arena.
哇，这个场地是最佳的聚集地点。
There was a very big valley that could almost accommodate like millions of people.
那其实最重要的就是示剑这个地方是以色列历史当中一个很特别的地方。
Shechem also in the history of Israel is a very special place.
它有象征属灵特殊的意义。
It has very special symbolic meaning.
首先就是神向亚伯拉罕，那时候还叫亚伯兰，显现过。然后呢，要把这一块迦南地赐给他的后裔，那这个亚伯兰就在那里筑坛献祭。
The Lord actually appeared to Abraham in Shechem and even promised to give this land of Canaan to his offspring.
所以在这个时刻已经是应验了。
So at this moment, this prophecy was fulfilled.
就在筑坛献祭那个地方应验了。
So it was.Fulfilled at the place where Abraham built the altar and offered sacrifice.
那不但是亚伯拉罕在这里筑坛献祭，他的儿子这个以撒带他的儿子、他的孙子等雅各也在这里筑坛献祭。
Not only Abraham built his altar and offered sacrifices, but his son is Isaac, and Isaac's son Jacob also built altar and also offered sacrifices to remember God's deeds.
后来约书亚带领百姓来到迦南地的时候呢，也同样在这里。再一次筑坛立约， 历史为证。
And then Joshua again led his people out of, and built altar and worship, offered sacrifices here in the same place.
甚至这些出埃及的埃及人，他把约瑟的骸骨带出来，后来也葬在这里。
And even the Israelites brought out from Egypt the bones of Joseph and buried over here.
你可以想象事件这个地方对他们讲的属灵的地位何等的重要。
So you can imagine how important this is, this place is, Shechem to this Israelite people.
所以就是约瑟为什么约书亚要在这一个地方，这一个重要的时刻，在他最后要离世之前有这样的一个宣告。
That's why Joshua wanted to gather his people over here to build an altar, made a covenant, reaffirmed his decrees and laws to his people.
哦，那他讲完之后，他最后的一个宣言说：“至于我和我家，哎，这句话听起来感觉好像很霸道，哎。”
So he has made this proclamation as for me and my household. It sounded very aggressive.
哎，怎么他一个人说了算，全家都要听他的？这是独裁专制，哎。
Sounded very tyrannical. It's just too controlling of his family.
哎，其实不是这样子。
Everybody has to listen to him. No, that is not right.
你如果从约书亚的宣言前后上下文来观察，你会发现其实他是一个宽广心胸的人。
If you look at the context, actually Joshua is a very broad-minded person.
你看众百姓过去实际经历全能的神他们的他的保守跟带领。
The people of Israel experience this Almighty God's guidance and protection.
使他们能够得以脱离过去在埃及的奴役，然后虽然在漂泊，这四十年在旷野漂泊，神还是借着不断的神迹奇事随着他们。
So that they can be totally free from the slavery in Egypt, although they have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, God still did miracles in their lives, and miracles had never stopped.
不但充足供应一切他们的需要。
Not only had provided, God had provided them what they need,
而且他让他们所向无敌，可以战胜所有的敌人。
But also they're invincible. They could defeat all enemies in their lives.
现在终于来在最后最关键的时刻，他实现了他们期待已久的愿望，就是他们可以领受来承受神所应许要赐给他们那一块流奶与蜜之地。
Eventually, God has met their expectations. God had promised to them to give them this land of flowing from milk and honey.
好，在这个重要的节骨眼当中，很奇怪的哦。
So that this critical moment,
约书亚竟然没有直接下令让全国百姓专心侍奉耶和华。
Joshua actually did not order his people to wholeheartedly serve Jehovah.
而是让所有的人自己做决定。
He actually led him to make their own decisions.
哎，你可以想象说一个伟大的国家领导人。
So as a great leader of a great nation.
而且他认为说人生中最重要的大事上，甚至攸关整个国家存亡的大事。
At this most critical moment in regards to this most critical matter,
还会去尊重所有人的意见，让百姓自己做决定。
He did not force his people to devote themselves to serve the Lord. Instead, he asked them to make their own decision.
我相信全世界很少有这样的君王，像约书亚这样的胸襟。
There rarely in this world such a leader.
同时，我们可以这样推，由此我们可以这样推论。就是约书亚在家里也是这样尊重他的家人。
So we could actually imagine Joshua must be respecting his family members.
只因为他对全家人有责任感。
Because he's a very responsible leader in his
family. 而且全家人也都愿意跟随他，没有人起来跟他反对。
His family members also respected him, and nobody rebelled against him.
倘若今天你作为父亲或是母亲
，So now as a father and a mother in your family,
你同样的也有属灵的责任来带头。做领袖来带领你全家人。
You too, in the same way, has the spiritual responsibility to lead your family.
使你的儿女都能够跟你有相同的属灵看见，拥有同你一样的人生价值观。
So that your daughters and your sons would have the same spiritual vision as you do.
愿意在他们的一生当中以感恩回馈的心来侍奉这位过去一直保守他们。恩待他们的真神。
So they can have a grateful heart to serve their God who has been so good to them.
而不是使你的儿女成为那种过河拆桥、万恩负义的那种人。
But not burning the bridges and just cross after they cross the river.
因此，你就要带头在重要的时机场合勇敢的宣告，使你的家人能够看见。哇，原来你是那么样的谨慎，你那样在乎你对信仰那种坚持的态度。
So as the head of the household, you need to learn from Joshua. Proclaim your faith in public boldly, so your family members will know how important it is to them.
当你可以很严肃、很认真的对待这件事情的时候
，when you can't hold steadfast to your own faith，
你的家人、你的孩子就会从你的身上得到感染。
So your family members will be contaminated also.
假如你假如你自己都无所谓
，if you don't even care，
礼拜天上上不上教会无所谓。
It doesn't matter if you come to church on Sundays.
你怎么会期待你的孩子将来能够在教会里面成为重要的同工呢？
How can you expect your kids to become church members and important co-workers at church?
所以你要先给予榜样。
So you have to give a good example first yourself.
倘若你怕人家取笑你，不敢在公共场合宣称你是基督徒。
If you are afraid of being laughed at, you are not willing to proclaim you are a Christian in public.
你怎么可以期待你的家人？也公开地宣称他们是基督徒呢？
How can you expect your kids or family members to proclaim themselves as Christians in public?
最常有的例子，当你去外面餐馆用餐的时候
，The most common example when you go to a restaurant to eat dinner.
如果你作为父亲或是母亲，你作为
as a father,
你不敢带头做谢饭祷告
，You're afraid of giving a prayer.
你连这样的勇气都没有，那你就别想期待你的家庭。的信仰根基能够稳固。
So if you have no courage to lead a prayer for the meal when your family dines out, don't expect the foundation of your family's faith to be steady.
所以盼望我们在座的每一位做家长的基督徒，如果你真的很在乎你的家人，很看重你的家庭
，So if you do care your family members and your family,
你愿意神来祝福你的家能够稳固根基
，You wish God to bless your family to be very steady and solid.
你就要从现在开始负起责任。
From now on, you need to take that responsibility.
你要带领全家对神敬畏，你要尊主为大。
You have to lead the whole family to worship God and to put God as your first priority.
尤其是在公共场合当中，你更要带头来宣告承认你的信仰。
You need to be the head of the household and to proclaim your faith.
以及你家庭的使命。
And your family's responsibility in the community.
这样你才能够使你的家人一起经历神的美好。
Then your family will experience the blessings from the Lord.
第二部分，第二个意义是要谨慎立下一个同心的榜样。
Number two, need to seriously set an example for being united.
好，我们再来读一次这一段宣言，预备，请。
But as for me and my household, you will serve the Lord.
好。约书亚凭什么劝告众百姓？为什么众百姓要听他的话呢
？Why did people have to listen to it to Joshua？
如果只因为他是一个领袖
，Just because he was a leader？
那这样的话，
Moses?
他根本不需要大费唇舌来劝告百姓。
If he were a leader, he didn't have to utter so much in order to make people listen to him.
他是一国之君呢，只要下个令。谁敢不从，就拖去斩首示众。
He was the leader of the nation. He could actually discipline people. He could actually hand people in public if they don't obey him.
你看谁还敢造次，不听话
？So whoever dares to be unruly,
那为什么约书亚他不这样做呢
？But then Joshua did not do that.
我相信约书亚之所以不愿意下令的方式叫百姓遵从
，The reason that Joshua did not want to order his people to obey him was because.
他早就知道政教合一之后只会让教会更腐败。
He knew that politics would actually make religion more corrupted.
果然我们看见在中世纪时期政教合一的结果。
As you can see in medieval times, the
就成为教会历史当中最黑暗的时期。
Of unison of politics and religion.
这个时期发生在约书亚这个事件大概两三千年前。
Well, Joshua's history happened 2,000 to 3,000 years before that.
其实约书亚那时候就知道要避免用政治手段强迫百姓的宗教信仰。
So Joshua already knew that theocracy would only cause more corruption in the church, and he did not use those political tools to force people to believe in religion.
他才选择用劝勉百姓的方式。
So he used encouragement.
婆心的奉劝百姓要侍奉耶和华。
He encouraged his people to serve Jesus, serve the Lord.
希望他们能够走在正确的道路上。
So that they could walk in the right path.
那除此之外呢？当约书亚说“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华”这句话的背后，他的意思是这样子。
Besides that, when Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord,"
他立下了一个心志。
He was determined.
不管 你们这些人怎样选择你们的人生道路？
Whether how you're going to choose your path，
你如何决定你们的未来？
How you're going to determine your future？
啊，这是你们的事。
That is your business。
不过我跟我的家人都有一个相同的看见跟决心。
But as for me and my household, we have a unified vision。
就是不论任何的光景。
That is no matter what。
外面的环境再怎么样改变，
regardless of the situation,
我们仍然坚持要侍奉耶和华。
Our whole family will be determined to serve the Lord.
这就是一个极美的榜样。
That is a perfect example.
这说明这个家庭如何能够同心合意的侍奉。
It actually means this family can actually serve the Lord wholeheartedly and in one heart.
而且这个榜样会影响其他人也效法。
And this kind of example also is going to affect other people.
也许你会感到兴趣，哎，到底约书亚是如何使全家人能够同心合意侍奉呢？
Maybe you're going to be interested. How could Joshua make his whole household serve the Lord together?
就像我刚刚讲的，他不是用强迫的方式，那他是怎么样做到的呢？
If he did not force, how could he do it?
我相信他是个人以身作则的榜样。
I believe that he has made himself an example.
因为假如他是说，至于我全家必定侍奉耶和华，那说服力不够。
If he just said, as for my household, then that's not going to be very persuasive.
但是他是怎么说呢？他说，至于我和我家，那完全不一样。
But what he said was, as for me and for my household, that would sound totally different.
那是他因为完全体会我们华人所说的修身齐家治国平天下的道理。
Just like our Chinese say, if you want to proclaim the virtues of your family, then you have to govern your states first, and then before you could govern your states, you have to manage your family.
你要从自己开始，先努力以身作则，给予榜样。
Before you could manage your family, well, we have to improve yourself first.
然后再慢慢影响你的周围，你的全家。然后在整个全国，然后在全天下，范围越来越广泛的影响。
And then you can manage your family well, and you can govern all the states and nations, and then you can proclaim your faith.
你看约书亚至于所有把握可以说出这样的话。
And Joshua did have that confidence to say this.
如果你连自己都做不到，你怎么凭什么要求你的家人做到？
If you are not a faithful person, how can you force your family members to do that?
至于我可能会说，不过我们的家人会侍奉耶和华。
It cannot be just my family serves the Lord and I don't serve the Lord.
倘若你的生命没有见证，只会独裁，那别说全家侍奉主，不要说家人侍奉主，你能够全家信主都不容易了。更别说要侍奉主。相对于那些尚未全家归主的，或是家人虽然信主，但是灵命参差不齐的，你能够说出至于我全家能够侍奉耶和华，这都很不容易的。
So for those who still have unbelievers in their families, or whose family members are not equal in their belief, and then it won't be easy for them to say, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord.
甚至我们常常因为家人有一个人特别的灵命特别好，说至于我们家人当中一个代表就够了哈，我们家有人。
Sometimes says for one of the representatives in our family.
一人信主，全家都得救了。
And then we can just count on him, rely on him.
哪有这样道理？
And then we'll be blessed because of him. That is not true.
至于我和我全家。那意义是不一样的。
So it is different when Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's different.
因为对他而言，那是一个极大的使命与挑战。
For him, that was a big challenge, a big mission. He needed to be a role model.
能够去成为家人甚至众人的榜样，去影响改变他们。
So you can become like an example to your family members, then you can change them, you can transform them.
使他们也能够来侍奉耶和华。
So they can also worship the Lord your God together.
哇，这不容易啊。
That is not going to be easy.
不是用强迫的方式。
It's not by force.
是你的生命带出了一个榜样来。
It's your life that become a good example.
其实当我们研究约书亚的一生。
So when we do research on Joshua's life,
你就会同意，其实他是一个活出非常好的榜样。
So you will agree Joshua has lived a very good testimony.
使他周围的人，尤其是家人，都看见，而且被感染了。
Especially, so that his family members are truly affected by him, by his life.
好，首先他有勇者不惧的榜样。
Number one, he was very courageous, was very bold.
当年摩西在山上祷告的时候
，So Moses was praying on the mountains.
他在山下奋勇杀敌。
He was actually defeating the enemies boldly.
他率军作战，大胜亚玛力人。
He was leading a great army and defeated the Amalekites.
摩西在山上祷告啊。
When Moses was praying on top of the mountain.
可是他在山下奋勇杀敌耶。
But at the bottom of the mountain, he was killing his enemies.
啊，勇者不惧。
So he was very courageous, was very bold.
啊，除此之外，他又有灵命成熟的榜样。
But also he was very spiritually mature.
他渴慕亲近神的心。
He was eager to be closer to the Lord.
摩西几次带他上山祷告。
Moses had led him a few times to go up to the top of the mountain to pray.
全国六十万人，当然再加上妇女小孩。
600,000 people.
他只选一个人带他上去。
Moses, among these 600,000 people, Moses only chose him to go up to the mountain to pray.
他有美好的灵命。
Because he had a very good spiritual life.
再来，他也有很强的信心，依靠神的榜样。
He had a very strong faith. He relied on the Lord.
虽然他文武双全，又非常优秀。
He was both good at literally,
但是他不凭借自己，他不靠着自己。
But he did not rely on himself.
最好的例子就是当他被选派为十二个探子之一。
Best example when he was chosen to be one of the 12 detectives.
去迦南探查军情。
Before entering the
回来的时候，十个探子对手强大这种就都退缩了。
When they came back, the 10 detectives flinched.
只有他和加勒两个人大有信心。
But only Joshua and Caleb still had that kind of strong faith.
他相信神的应许绝对会成就的。
But believing God's promise will be fulfilled.
因为约书亚把目标转向神，而不是看人。
Because Joshua focused his goal on God, not really on people.
因为看人说，哇，这些迦南的人的每一个人说像。像巨人一样，而我们像蚱蜢一样，怎么打得过他们呢？
If you focus on people, you'll see these Canaanites are look like giants. How could we defeat them?
可是当他看神的时候是，哇，有神同在，我们必定得胜。
When you focus on God, you see God's presence, we're going to win the victory.
这是他的信心啊。
That is his faith.
所以我们可以看见约书亚拥有这么多的属灵特质的榜样。
Joshua had a lot of spiritual characteristics we need to learn from.
难怪他发出这样的宣言说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华，他的中气十足。
No wonder he made that proclamation, as for me and my household will serve the Lord.
他大有把握。
He had a lot of power when he said that. He was very confident.
他不是心里虚虚的。
He wasn't really shaky.
完全没错，因为他个人确实做到了。
Of course, he really did that.
而且他也体验神的信实了。
And he also experienced God's faithfulness.
无论在顺境、在逆境当中，他一生都没有离弃，他都没有离弃真神。
So whether in his life, he's never left God.
他一生忠心侍奉，直到晚年，他的家人也经历、也看见他对神的委身。
He devoted the Lord until the end of his life, and his family members also saw that good testimony.
他们也受到感染了。
So people around him, his family have been seeing his example have been affected and impacted.
而愿意不断的支持来同心侍奉神。
So because of his role model, they were willing to serve the Lord wholeheartedly also.
你可以想象，如果约书亚说：“至于我和我家啊，必定侍奉耶和华。”哎，等一下，我是他太太，我才不要嘞。那你可以想多尴尬，是不是
？Okay, if your wife say, "Hey, as for me, I'm not going to serve the Lord," how would you feel?
如果他的儿子女儿跳出来说：“对不起，我跟我爸爸不一样。”
If your daughters and your sons come out and say, "Oh, I don't want to serve the Lord," how would you feel?
那是多尴尬。
I'm not going to be the same as you.
可是他忠气十足，因为他的榜样见证感染了他的家人。
But Joshua had that confidence to say that. He knew that his family members will be willing.
当我们看约书亚讲这句话的时候，其实重点不是他在表达他的夸耀他的家庭有多爱主。
So Joshua wasn't really boasting about his family.
而是要让大家看见全家侍奉神，这并不是像登天一样难。
Joshua is not to boast a family, but to demonstrate a set good example serving the Lord with the whole family.
只要你愿意努力，你就可以达成。
If you're willing to work hard.
他只不过是抛砖引玉，立下榜样而已。
He was just given a good example.
第三个意义是要齐心完成人生的目标。
Number three, we need to learn from Joshua. We need to unitely complete his life and our life
mission. 我们再来读一次这个宣言，预备，来。
As for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord.
好，你可能觉得奇怪，说约书亚不是语重心长的呼吁，要百姓跟他一样愿意，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华吗？
Didn't Joshua kind of earnestly push his people to serve the Lord?
但是你注意这经文很奇怪哦，接下来我们看见百姓被激励、被感动之后，他们回应说，啊，他们回应说，我们也愿意侍奉耶和华。而且 好几次都这样说，你仔细看16节、18节、21节、24节，百姓都说我们也要侍奉耶和华哦。
So in verse 16, 18, 21, 24, actually that his people did, were actually encouraged, impacted, and did actually say a few times they're willing to serve the Lord.
可是这样子，不但约书亚没有肯定赞扬他们，哎，反而泼他们冷水，说，哎，你们根本不行的，你们做不到的。
And then, but it was kind of strange. After Joshua heard this, he did not praise them. Instead, he dumped the water on them.
哎，奇怪了，你这个约书亚作为国家领袖，当百姓，你要这样的呼吁他们，哎，结果他们说好，我们愿意。哎，结果你不但不鼓励他们，反而还要打击挫折他们呢。哎，
Instead, Joshua said he wouldn't be able to do it. You cannot do it. So why didn't Joshua continue to encourage them? And he actually was discouraging them.
当你鼓励你的孩子要用功读书啊，他们看爸爸以前就是啊，这个苦读出来，今天才有这样的讲完之后，你的孩子说好，我也要开始发奋读讲，你会说对不起，你不行的，你会这样子吗
？So when your kids responded to encouragement about if they are willing
到底怎么回事呢
？Person and then are you going to actually discourage them？
你们有没有想过这个问题
？What is the reason？
哦，你看。其实约书亚他有一个特别的目的，他让百姓知道一件事情。
Joshua did that for a special purpose. He wanted his people to understand this.
真正的侍奉不是光说我愿意就够了。
So real worship or service is not just say I'm willing.
这是需要一生的努力，要下定一个决心去完成的。
It's a determination.
也就是说，你要终其一生的去认定。这是你的人生目标。
The whole life of yours, you need to determine, you need to acknowledge that's your, that is your life goal.
不管环境如何改变，你的信念不会改变。
And your faith should never change.
否则我们都很容易半途而废了。
So true service worship is not just thing I do, it is a lifetime commitment that requires hard effort to complete it.
我们很容易就前功尽弃了。
So we could actually give up really easily.
那许多时候我们热心传福音给人，鼓励人赶快受浸，啊，这个都很好。
A lot of times to spread gospel to other people, encourage people to be baptized, these are all good.
哦，但是因为心中迫切，就恨不得对方马上就受浸，哈，受浸，趁铁打铁趁热，哈。
But sometimes we could be too pushy and wanted people to be baptized as soon as possible.
哦，所以他还在迷迷糊糊之中，就先进了再说吧。
But these people are not really clear about gospel, but then we still want them to be just baptized at first.
免得夜长梦多哈，临死后悔那就可惜了。
In case they don't want to be baptized anymore.
我非常反对这样的方式。
I'm totally against that.
这就是为什么我们常常看到很多人受洗受浸之后，以为拿到天堂护照，人就不见了。
That's why you see a lot of people have come to church or baptized and disappeared.
甚至可能他们生命也没有改变。
They thought they have already gotten a passport to heaven, and but their life has never changed.
还到处去宣称他们是基督徒，却生命没改变，在外面羞辱主名。
They even proclaim themselves to Christians everywhere, and then to really disgrace God's name.
倘若有人问他说，哎，你这个样子真的是受过洗吗？受过浸吗
？If somebody asked them, like, are you truly baptized like this?
哎，是的，我是南城县浸信会叶牧师帮我洗的。
Yes, I was baptized by Pastor Ye from South Chinese Baptist Church.
哇，那结果更糟糕。
County, and then I will be in trouble.
哎，我们教会的名字也被宣扬出去了。你说，
so、then,
如果这样，我们宁愿他不要受浸，同不同意
？And our church will be ashamed also.
除非他真的很清楚了。
And then if that is the case, I would rather this person not baptized at all.
他明白这是他一生努力的目标，哎。
But this person hasn't really understood this is a lifetime commitment.
而不是拿到好处他就走了。
Not just like
拿到天堂护照了
and then disappeared.
所以当我来这教会的时候，我也从不强迫人家受浸。
So after I came to this church, I've never forced the people to be baptized.
甚至要求我们所有要受浸的都要提出申请。
So I even asked them to apply for
getting
baptized.
而且要求他们上完受浸课程，上完之后还要召开这个受浸的委员会。
And go through baptism lessons, go through a nomination committee.
最后委员会的把关，最后确定他们清楚他们信仰跟他们人生方向时候。
Making sure they're clear about their faith.
最后通过之后，他们才能够正式的受浸。
Before they get baptized.
请注意。光是让人受浸，这不是教会的目的。
So pay attention to this. Getting people baptized is not the only goal of church.
帮助人认识真神，生命得改变，并使他们活在神的计划中，完成神为他们人生的目标，这才是啊。
But helping the people to know God, change their lives, fulfilling God's plan in their lives, and complete His mission is.
因此，这是要一辈子不断要坚持、要努力的。
So that should be our lifetime goal, lifetime commitment.
但可惜的是，许多人将信主、侍奉神的事情想得太复杂了。
But then sometimes we think about this too complicatedly.
他把以超高的标准，以为所有的基督徒信主之后，哇，头上就变光圈了。
We put very high standards on Christians and think, oh, after you become a Christian, you're going to have a halo.
哦，变成圣人了。
Become a saint.
哦，刀枪不入了。
And you're going to be invincible.
所以他们一看到基督徒竟然信主之后没有好的行为，哇，就跌倒了。
So we don't see like a good testimony from Christians. They could actually stumble because of their behaviors.
或者是自己以为说啊，我永远达到不到那样的标准啊，算了，我不敢成为基督徒了。
So they may think, oh, I could never meet the standards of God. No, I would never be a Christian.
要知道，这是我们一生努力的目标。
But you have to understand that's a lifetime commitment that requires hard effort to complete.
有些人在遭遇人生困难的时候，无论是身体上健康的难处，或是生活适应上的艰难。
Some people when they face difficulties in life, whether it's physical or mental.
遭遇恶劣的环境啊，上面啊。
With disastrous circumstances.
这些克服都是神的恩典，借着这些机会，让我们思想人的有限。
So we need to understand these circumstances are allowed by God and used by God to test our faith.
然后我们就很容易就承认，我们就能够承认神的全能，并且接受神的救恩。
After we experience God's faithfulness and we can acknowledge Him as the most glorious.
那有时候我们就等到我们觉得，当我们信主之后，哇，神真好，帮助我这个克服所有的这些环境，改变。然后呢，我们又开始觉得人定胜天了，不需要上帝了，因为我现在没有遇到环境困难了。
Otherwise, sometimes when God has helped us overcome all the difficulties, accomplish all of our dreams, and then we would kind of feel like, oh, God can help us do everything.
我过去需要他的时候，哎，我需要上帝，哎，现在我靠自己可以了。
So now we feel like without God, we could actually do everything also.
哎，就离开教会，放弃信仰了。
And we start like leaving church.
却不知道他们已经错失他们人生的目标。
But we don't know we have lose our life goals.
所以约书亚在那个时候让百姓知道。
So Joshua let his people know.
今天我们有这样的光景，是神带领我们来到这里领受的。
Today is because of God that we could have such life.
可是当百姓如果不能够坚定的持守他们的信仰，而去崇拜迦南地的这些偶像，行恶惹神怒气。
But if these people start worshiping other gods in the land of Canaan and do those evil things,
他们达不到神要求的那个标准的。
Then they would actually be forsaken by God and also would not be able to meet God's standards.
今天其实我们全世界所有基督徒也一样。
In the same way, we Christians.
我为什么一定要强调这信仰的脚步或是道路，侍奉敬拜神的道路？这是我们终其一生的目标。
That should be our lifetime goal.
Yeah, 我们全家也是需要全家人一起努力的。
So this goal needs to be accomplished through the hard work and effort of every family member.
而家就提供了这样的环境，让我们在漫长的人生旅程当中，虽然我们有高低起伏，我们偶尔也会软弱难免，但是我们可以经常的。
So home is the place to provide this kind of environment, and everyone needs help and support from family.
家就扮演这样重要的角色，可以来帮助我们一起的成长。
So family could play such an important role for us to work together during the long journey in the road of ministry.
我常常在想说，我们就像一个家，家人一样。
So often say we're just like a family.
假如你的孩子出生时候学走路，哎，他跌倒了。你不会把赶出去说啊，你羞辱我的名，你不要在我家里了。
If your kids stumble once, then you won't say, "Hey, go out." You won't stay in our family. You won't discourage him that way.
不会的，我们会容许他在一个成长的环境当中，虽然有失败，可是我们会鼓励他，让他越来越好。
Allow that person to grow in such a failure because anyone can fail sometimes.
这就是家。
That is what we call.
我们教会也是应该是如此，你们说是不是
？Our churches should be like this also.
不要误会，我不是鼓励大家犯罪哈，不要误会。
I'm not encouraging you to sin, of course.
我们要去接纳。
We need,
我们家人有时候会软弱。
We need to learn to accept our family members can be weak.
家人提供了扶持他们、帮助他们的一个机会和环境。
We provide help and support.
所以我们需要家啊，否则你会很孤单的。
We need family, otherwise I feel very lonely.
你仔细看以色列与约书亚的这个对话，以色列民与对话。
If you look at the conversation between Israel,
当众百姓说，我们要侍奉耶和华，对。这个约书亚竟然反驳他们，No, 你们不能侍奉耶和华。
When the people said, "Hey, we are willing to serve the Lord," but Joshua said, "No, you cannot."
还有一个主要原因，就是接下来经文十九节接下来说，因为神是圣洁的、祭邪的，必不赦免你们的过犯。
Because verse 19 said, "God is jealous, God is holy, He will never forgive your sins."
哎，这跟他们要不要侍奉耶和华什么关系啊
？So what is the relationship here?
这关系可大了。
Very, very.
意思就是说。他们不能够在最终侍奉神。
Means men cannot serve, worship God while in sin.
神也不会喜悦他们的敬拜，不会承认他们的服事。
Otherwise, the Holy God will not be pleased.
如果他们仍在最终侍奉神的时候
，and will not recognize their ministry if they're still in sin.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy and righteous.
他是轻慢不得的。
And He cannot be.
除非他们的生命可以回转改变
，unless these people come back from their sins，
愿意尽他们的努力去追求圣洁的生活
，willing to pay hard effort to live a holy life，
能够活出荣神益人的生命
，and live a good life，
否则他们仍然不能侍奉神
，otherwise they won't be able to serve God and worship God。
就算他们一生可以为主做一些事情，但是也得不到主的认可。
Maybe they can do something for God, but they won't be acknowledged by God.
做了也等于白做。
So what they do is just going to be in vain.
神也不会喜悦你所做的，当然就不能算是在侍奉神了。
God won't be pleased with what these people do, so that is not going to be considered as worshiping or serving God.
你想哦，我是在侍奉神啊，但神说 no, 你不是在侍奉神啊。
You might say, "Hey, I am serving God. I'm worshiping God." No, God said, "No, you're not worshiping me. You're not serving me."
所以我们要明白，我们侍奉的神。是圣洁的神。
So we need to understand our God is holy.
他不要我们侍奉他，但是又侍奉别的。
He does not want me to serve, want us to serve him at the same time to also serve other gods.
所以这里讲叫神是忌邪的。
God is jealous.
忌邪的神，然后呢，必不赦免你们过犯，因为他们心里犯罪。
Jealous God does not forgive your sins because in their hearts they sin a great deal.
带着罪所做的服事，神不会喜悦。
They serve with a great deal of sins, God will not be pleased.
换一句话说，侍奉神不是光在做事情。
So in other words, we worship God and serve God. We're not just doing something.
因为神看重圣洁的生命流露，胜过事工。
God cares whether we're living a holy life or not more than completing ministries.
这是我们要调整，要改变我们的心态跟认知。
So we need to adjust our heart, our vision.
不要以为你做了很多的事情，哇，上帝都要靠你来成就。
So don't think you have done a lot of things. God has to rely on you to accomplish His plan.
可能你很有能力。
Maybe you are very capable.
可能你很有才干。
Maybe you are very able.
可能你做了很多的事情。
Maybe you have done a great deal at church.
但是说不定对上帝来讲。你这不是在侍奉。
But for God, that is not worship, that is not service.
所以我们知道，当约书亚这样讲说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华的意思，乃是他有一个责任，他要带领全家，他要保护，他要支持帮助家人，能够不畏艰难，不轻易的动摇，齐心完成。一个共同的人生目标。
So when Joshua said, "As for me and my household, will serve the Lord," he actually had to take that responsibility to lead his full family to hold steadfast to this holy and jealous God.
其实这才是一个真正稳固的基督化家庭。
That was we call a solid Christian family.
我相信这也是我们每一个基督徒所羡慕的。
I believe that's all we as Christians all admire and want to achieve.
最后。
At last,
我感谢神
I thank God,
两年多前带我来这边
more than 2 years ago, God brought me here.
啊，成为你们的牧师。
Became your pastor.
那一般人都是离开父母，我是离开儿女，然后来到异乡他地，举目无亲，没有任何的资源，从头开始。
And like other people who had to leave their parents, I left my daughters.
啊，别以为我的家庭好像被拆散了，其实。
Don't think our families were separate.
当我认定你们就是我的家人的时候，果然我经历这两年来，啊，你们就像家人对我的爱护。照顾让我感受到家的温暖。
When I realized this church is my family, I truly experienced your love and care as my own family and feel very warm in this family.
啊，所以我在这里啊，代表我的家庭，谢谢你们。
So on behalf of my family, I'm thanking you.
我也身为家人哈，可以在这里一起敬拜，一起跟你们建造神的家，我也感到无比的荣誉和跟骄傲。
I also feel honored to be able to serve with you in this family.
我不晓得我们当中有多少有感触。神把我们摆在一起成为家人，
I don't know how many of you experienced that kind of serving together as a family.
感受到这个家的温暖，有多少人举手？
Have you experienced the warmness and love in this family? Raise your hand.
好，请放下。好，请放下。
You can put your hand down.
但是我同样我也相信，在这地区
，In the same way, I believe in this community, in this area, a lot of people, as you, as me.
渴望有一个稳固的家在这里。
Eager to have a family over here.
你看他们离乡背景来到这里，一样来到这里举目无亲的地方。
So they left their family and come to the United States.
也许他们告别他的亲人，在国内放弃了他们的事业，以为在这里有一个更美好的未来。
They gave up their career in China and they gave up their family members in China. They're believing that they could have a better future over here.
却发现他们走得好辛苦。
But then later, eventually found out their life here isn't easy. Life hasn't been easy for them.
也许他们带着一个伟大的梦想来到这里圆梦。
Maybe they have brought with them a great dream. They have a dream.
却经历了许多的难处。
But they experienced a lot of difficulties.
虽然有些人可能他们甚至很幸运的通过了很多的这些困难，最后移民成功了。
Some might be fortunate enough and after experiencing a lot of difficulties, they did actually go through.
身份下来了啊，终于。
Got the green card, became American citizen.
而且他们可能有能力买下一栋漂亮的房子。
So even being able to buy a magnificent house.
但是却买不到一个温暖的家。
But then they could not buy a good warm family.
我相信。这样的故事发生在我们周围很多的。
I believe this kind of story is repeating a lot of families.
我们能够做什么呢？
What can we do?
我希望我们能够打开我们的家门。
Oh, I wish we could open our house.
不是你的家，是我们的家门。
Not your house, but our house.
欢迎这些人来到基督之家。
Welcoming the community members to come to our Christian family.
也接纳他们成为我们的家人。
Accept them.
让他们也感受到这个家庭的温暖。
Become our family members so they can experience the warmness and love of this Christian family.
你们说这样好不好？
Don't you think this is good?
当我们在这里一起建造神的家，
When we build God's family over here together,
使家人可以在这里一起成长，
so that everybody can grow together,
而且在这一起同心侍奉主，
and they also serve God together wholeheartedly.
这是多么美好的一件事啊！
How beautiful would that be?
然而，倘若我们没有一个稳固的家庭，
But if we don't have a solid, steady family over here,
无论你个人、你的小家庭，你有啊，或是你这个教会的大家庭，不管无论你个人有多高的成就跟地位，也不管你有多大的才干跟能力，都将成为你人生最大的遗憾。
So if we don't have a solid family over here, steady family here, no matter how many accomplishments you have achieved, no matter how big your house is, or how good your respective family is, it would eventually become the most regretful thing in your life.
你可能有一个家啊 ，house 啊。
You might have a house.
可是你不一定有家庭。
That you won't have, you might not have a family.
而且稳固的家庭并不在于建筑物盖得牢不牢靠，而是你与家人关系。的连结密不密切
？A steady family is not decided by how firm the structure of the building is, but how tight your connection with your family members.
同不同意
？Do you agree？
同意。盼望我们每一个家人之间的关系，我们的连结密切。
So wish our connections can be tight, close.
既然那样重要的话，我希望我们从现在开始，我们要立下一个心志，建造一个稳固的家庭开始。
Because it's so important, so we need to be determined from now on to build a solid, connected family.
由你带头提出勇敢的宣言。
You proclaim.
谨慎立下一个同心的榜样。
Determined to set a good example.
并且齐心的完成这个人生目标。
Unitedly achieve that goal together.
这样我相信我们的家一定会越来越稳固。
I believe by doing these three things, our family will become even more solid.
我们家人的关系 也能够越来越密切。
Our connections relationship will be even closer.
我们会越来越蒙福。
Then we'll be going to be more blessed.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
啊，你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
让我们一起来建造神一个稳固的家。
That's our solid family together.
来荣神一人，你们说好不好？
To glorify God and people.
好，让我们一起起立来回应快乐家庭。
Responsive him together.